Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. This is your host, Vineet Rajan. A big thank you for all those joining in the No Nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively dwell deep into destinations on and off the highways, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip.
Episode 6. In this episode, we take a break from the usual with two very, very special people. So we have Deepak Anand, who's the co-founder of Scout My Trip, along with me. And then we have a super special person, none other than Mr. Dilip Sawant, also known as Kaka in the biking fraternity. So this episode, we're going to talk about his journey, his inspiration, his bike, his clubbing experience, and what he's doing right now. So without any further ado, let me welcome Mr. Dilip Sawant, aka Kaka, in the studio. Welcome, Kaka.
Hi, thanks, Vineet. Thanks, Deepak. Thank you so much for being here with you guys. It was a really great experience while you were here. Well, talking about my biking experience, they started in 2003. There was a different U-turn in my life when I lost everything almost. And then, just to give you a recap on that, while we were traveling in Datamatics bus, I was working for Datamatics then. And while we were traveling, I was very mischievous. I was to have fun, jokes, and this and that. And suddenly, after this tragedy in my life, and then I was sitting quiet in the last bench and all that. So somebody was observing me. Incidentally, his name was also Vineet. He was Vineet Nair. And then he came to me and he said, Dilip, they used to call me sir because I was heading admin there in Datamatics. So Dilip sir, this is, I know what has happened to you and your family, but you should come out of this. So then I said, Vineet, that's okay, but it will take some time. But no, you should not waste time and you should immediately switch over and think something. So Boleki, what is that I can switch to? So Boleki, why don't you join a bike club where you can tour the country? Boleki, I really don't know. So then he gave me Zenosh's number. And you Boleki, just speak to Zenosh because he is also attached to one of the groups. So I just spoke to Zenosh and then Zenosh gave me Daman, who is the founder of Indy Thumpers Bullet Club, Mumbai. So then I called him up. And the basic criteria to join Indy Thumpers, the Bullet Club, was to have a bullet of your own. And I was, right till then, I was riding my SD, the two-stroke engine. Huh. So then it so happened ki then I was not knowing anything. And I was so used to left shift. And suddenly, when it came to a right shift bike, and when my bike arrived at Twin City, it so happened, I was so excited, and I was so, I used to early morning, almost all the time, whenever I used to have time, I used to go to Twin City, and that Jagtap was there, mechanic, and I used to learn how to kick start the bike. And slowly, slowly, then I learned, and I was introduced to the club, and the first ride was in Goa. Then after we came back from Goa, then the RM episode was there, that is Rider Mania, what we have. And then we sort of, we as a thumpers, a few of us thought, ki chalo yaar, we will do this as our own event, not under Royal Enfield. Why I'm telling you this? Because after the 2005, when we hosted Rider Mania in Panvel in 2005, after that, there was a drastic change because earlier there were very, very less rides happening in the club. And people were naming Indy Thumpers by different names, like, you know, what they know about riding and this and that. But then I started taking up rides. Of course, I was joined by many thumpers, but I used to post rides, started posting rides. And again, almost a week a ride or a 15 days a ride or a month a ride, that was the thing. And I developed a habit of naming my rides. Like it can be Fort Run, where we rode for different forts in Maharashtra, Golden Sands of Maharashtra, we did a coastal ride. And it was like, you know, happening and happening. And suddenly then the founder, Daman, had to leave Bombay and he shifted to US. And there was nobody to look after the regular affairs of the club. So then somebody suggested, he is the senior most guy in the club, so why not we make him moderator? And from there on, I think 2005 end or 2006 beginning, I was made moderator. And then, of course, the rights were definitely there. And the best part was people kept on adding to the group and many of them. Then one fine day, Gurinder Singh, one of our riders, and he suggested me, why not we take an Ashtavinayak ride? So I was a little skeptic because, as I said, the thing which happened in my family and my personal life. So I was little not, I was to keep myself away from God business. So then so happened ki chalo dekhte hain bhai san ki guri no yaar let us not go into that religion thing and all to bole ki nahi nahi ek baar karte hain let us do it for once and then I gave that name ride of faith and that was the first ride and recently I would like to I'm proud to say it is 17th last time it happened 17 wow. Ride of faith happened upward once in a year during Ganpati festival and to give you a few riding experiences. There are so many of them because I rode so much of on my Electra. So the best part was 2005 when we went to Ladakh. That was my first thing. So much of preparation and reading and taking inputs from all senior riders. And then we went there. And the first incident just before Pang, I fell into the river with my bike, of course. And it was a stream which was coming from the mountains. Snow cold, chilling cold. And I had that numb leg. So somehow people put me up on the bike again. They rode my bike outside. And in the army camp, there was a major hearing. Then he and other army people, they helped me. They rubbed my leg and all that. And I was brought back to senses. My leg was brought back to senses. They were saying, ki, had you been a little late to come? For obvious reasons, might not be anybody there to help you. So we would have to, we were forced to amputate your leg. Wow. That was the bad situation. And then we went to Khan.
Because there was a convoy, there was a lot of people around.
Yes, yes. So there you realize ki how important is to go with a group. And especially those camaraderie. So when you are your own people, when your own club people are right. there with you. So you have a different comfort zone become. And so happened then we had some dispute on how to go beyond Leh and all. So there we decided because the other senior members, because I was the new guy there.
Right.
So other senior members said, ki, we will go back the same route. That is through Manali and Rohtang and all.
Your Ladakh trip was before you became the moderator of Indian Numbers.
Yeah, before I became moderator. After coming back only, I was
nominated. Kaun sa saal bataye?
2005.
2005.
That is like when Ladakh was not even explored
proper. So Bruce was the guy who actually took the lead to guide us through all the terrain and all. Because he had once gone been there. Gone there with Daman and Nikhil Khanna and all that stuff. I mean, those senior guys. And then we decided, because we wanted to explore the other part also, Lama Yuru and Kargil and Dras and Srinagar. So then all that fear was put on us, no, that Jozila Pass is very dangerous to cross, the spikes will get broken and all that stuff. But we were determined and we said, we will go on that road. And during that time, the tension between this Kashmir tension was very, it was just rising. And people were not appreciated there, Indians, especially Indian. Though Kashmir is part of India, but Indians riding there were not appreciated by the locals out there. So as we were started towards Kargil, so I just happened to, there was army men on the Leh border. I mean, as we go out of Leh, right. There was an army man sitting there. I mean, standing, guarding the post. So I asked him, ki, sir, we are traveling to, from here, we are traveling to Srinagar. Is it safe? Shall we go? So then that army guy, he replied, and it was really good reply, which and it was very encouraging. He said, because you have to go from there, that is the reason I am here. And so many of them. So don't worry. Do one thing. Their target is not you. Their target is us, the uniform. So you don't have to worry. Do one thing till you go out of J&K. Don't wear any army related clothes. We have that habit of buying clothes like t-shirts and pants.
Camouflage
army related you will not buy. You mean not wear during this tour. And of course it was so fantastic. Then we went to Kargil. We stayed in Kargil. We went to Srinagar. And we came back and it was like, as most of the bikers now also, like we conquered Ladakh. That was the thing people keep saying. But it was not conquering, it was just exploring for you, yourself. The place is always there and nobody can conquer it. So it just happened to be, you were there. And that an army camp, Khardungla, the highest motorable road in the world, 18,380 feet above the sea level. So there also we were so happy that, you know, we were doing, when people were cheering and all that. And I was also, then also I was a little calm, like, you know, don't do that. It is not conquering Madara. It is just happened to be, you are reached here and that's all, you're going back.
Yeah.
And there's a huge board out. So this is the one part of it. Another part was the longest ride which I did was Uttaranchal. One of my biker friend, here I can take his name, Bilal Khan. He was to come with me and my bike was transported to Delhi and I took a Rajdhani to go there. And as I got down, but there was no communication. Bilal was not taking my phone. Obvious reason, he might be committed somewhere, busy somewhere. But I was expecting he will reply to me and tomorrow morning where to meet. And while the train was approaching Delhi after Faridabad, before Faridabad, because we had to get down at, this train doesn't stop at Faridabad. So we had to go to Delhi. Kahan pe Delhi mein milna hai? That was the first question. And Bilal tells me, no, Kaka, my plan is dropped. Oh my God. I said, fine, that's okay. My plans are on. So then I got down, I picked up my bike from the Gati transporters. And from there, I took out my bike. And like all alone, I just went. God, I had a target to reach Badrinath. But let me go. Then one place, one dhaba, I stopped.
Sorry, meeting. Which year is this now?
2006.
Okay.
2006 or 2007. So then, why I'm telling you these incidents is because the moment the people see a different bike, I mean different bike means not bike, the registration number, and they come to know it from Maharashtra, and 04 is Thane, because there was a passing only in Thane. So I stopped at one dhaba, the roads were very bad and it was raining. So I said I had to take a call and I just stopped at the dhaba. That dhaba fellow, he was so cooperative and he was such a nice person. I remember his name was Pasha. Hindu name, I mean Pasha. Then he said, Sarji, don't worry, you do one thing. He took my bike inside the dhaba, where the cooking and everything, because truck wale aate hain, so don't worry, your saman will be safe and all. And he put a, after that rain opened, it was a clear sky then, he put a mosquito net for me on the bed, so that no mosquitoes will bite me, and because I was riding a long thing. And poor fellow, he slept on the ground with his bedding and all. And in the night, something bit him near the eye. It was swollen eye and all that. So then I said, okay, fine. After that, I went to Haldwani, Nainital. Haldwani, because my boss in Didomatics, Mr. Major Pandey, his brother is in Haldwani. And he informed him that one of my colleagues is coming there. So just meet him, offer him some breakfast, tea, whatever, jo bhi hai. And when I was heading, like, you know, next morning, I started for Haldwani. Haldwani is from Rudrapur. It is 20 kilometers, 25 odd kilometers. Why I'm telling you this, that person there, Major Pandey's brother, who was working for State Bank of India. And that person, he spread a word, like, you know, some biker is coming here. Half of the Haldwani was at that entry gate. Bola, what is this? I'm just riding. I'm not a big celebrity or something like that with a mission. Something, save something or something like that. But it was just a plain thing. I was riding my passion. So then Haldwani people were so, then gave me a warm welcome. Then they called up Nainital guys, because I said, let me stay one day in Nainital. Then they called up. Before I could reach Nainital, people were like, you know, flag and all. So then I said, ki, aap Dilip Samant ho. Bola, kaka ho. Then I was not named, I was not Christine Kaka then.
Yeah, right.
So I was Dilip Samant. So then I said, oh, no, aapka wo kamra sab book hai. And again, Major Pandey's brother-in-law is in what is that place? Ranikhet. From there, I went to Ranikhet. Ranikhet, same thing. Brother has a hotel there, small lodge he runs. Everything is taken care. And suddenly, I thought, chalo, now that the mechanic is there, I will show my bike to the mechanic. It is serviced. And that mechanic, trust me, Deepak, and he saw my bike, was like, sir, everything is fine with your bike. Electra is the most reliable bike you are riding. Beautiful. But only thing, you might not be riding much in the mountains. And here mountains, riding in Ladakh is a different way of riding. And riding in Uttaranchal is a different way of riding. I mean, the terrain is different. So do one thing. He opened 2-3 chain locks. He put some new. And 2-3 he gave it to me. And he showed me बट यहाँ पर कुछ भी अगर प्रॉब्लम हो रहा है मेजर, तो ये चेन की प्रॉब्लम होनी है, अदरवाइज नॉट एन इश्यू. एंड देन आई स्टार्टेड राइडिंग, देन वेंट टू बद्रीनाथ, देन फ्रॉम बद्रीनाथ, देन वाइल कमिंग बैक टिल हरिद्वार आई वॉज राइडिंग बैक. हरिद्वार आई टुक अ कॉल की लेट अस नॉट गो एंड लेट अस शिफ्ट द बाइक बाय ट्रेन एंड आई विल टेक अ फ्लाइट और व्हाटएवर. बट समथिंग हैपेंड कि दिल्ली गाइज वर नॉट दैट सपोर्टिव देन बिकॉज आई वॉज नॉट नाउ. अगर अभी इफ आई टेल देम काका इज हियर तो 10 गाइज विल कम एंड रिसीव मी, बट देन ओके ओके वील ट्राई वील ट्राई, बट नथिंग हैपेंड. एंड नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग आई सेड टू माई सेल्फ नाउ आई एम राइडिंग बैक. दैट वॉज माई लॉन्गेस्ट राइड, दैट इज 5,300 किलोमीटर्स टोटल कवर्ड. And I was, of course, when I came back, Mumbai, Yash Paji, Dino, and so many of them, because they were very close to me. It was so touching.
So you rode back, you didn't ship the bike?
No. I rode back, right from there till here. And that was one part of the longest story, longest ride. And then there was a Madhya Pradesh ka ride. Again, Madhya Pradesh, why Madhya Pradesh? So because Madhya Pradesh was always my, very close to my heart. And I wanted to ride there. Then Himanshu and Manish Gupta, they both decided ki chalo. Manish was the lead, like, you know, and he designed the route. And we started riding. And one by one, places, so many of them. Of course, that was also a both-way ride, going and coming back on bike, everything. And finally, we met at Gadda Mania, we call it, Lonar. And we from there, I rode back with Thumpers again.
This is in 2008 or 9?
8 or 9.
That was the first Gadda Mania, right?
First Gadda Mania. Because we, like-minded, Wanderlust, myself, I mean, Indie Thumpers. Yeah. And one more.
Wanderers.
Three of us, we started and it has become
that
a huge
thing.
Wanderers was only Hyderabad. Yeah. Hyderabad. Under, because Lalit Jain was always the moderator then also. Yeah. And Anukaran was for Wanderlust. So, see, Vinit, you also were part of biking club once now. You will also agree ki being in a biking club is like, I would say, you just look forward for a ride.
Being
when it is there.
Being in a family.
Being like a family. And because of this, for some time, that for some time is almost 10 years. Of course, whatever the loss is there. But these guys, all my biker friends, never made me feel or never made me realize this was there once in your life. Now we are part of your life. That was the answer I used to always get from my fellow riders.
Kaka, aapka naam kaka kahan se?
It so happened we went to Rajmaji, my first ride. That is also a kissa I wanted to tell you. And my bike was new, not even done that running in condition. Right. That was my first ride. And then Bruce was the, as usual, the head, because he had done Rajmaji many a times. So I said, fine, we'll go to Rajmaji. But the thing was, I went, Gautam Dada, then I went and asked Gautam Dada ki Rajmaji jana hai. So people in the club were saying, are boss, pagal ho gaye tum, you are crazy, you are a new bike, it is not running and done, it is not even 500 kilometers. What are you doing? You should not be taking your bikes there. Bike ke bhajani hai kya? Okay, and then he said, ki, let us go. And when I came back, of course, a lot of falling down was there. There was a kissa then. I used to always write stories. And because I was very passionate to have those Royal Enfield t-shirts. So then, I don't know the condition now, as you write one right story and the story is approved, you used to get one t-shirt. So earlier I used to get one t-shirt, they started liking because...
Kahan pe approve hota story?
Royal Enfield site.
Website. Oh,
website.
Okay, okay.
And then I came to know why all my stories were approved because Vernon was there. Vernon was maintaining. Of course, my stories were also equally good because Vernon is a very professional guy and he was running the website of Royal Enfield. But instead of one being a friend there on the website, getting one t-shirt, I was to get two t-shirts. Wow. That was the...
Vernon is not with Royal Enfield now.
No, I know that.
I don't think anybody is going to chase after him now.
No. So, Vernon has left. He's well settled in UK. He's doing so good. So, basically, this is all. And then, one day it so happened, we were meeting at Carter's then. And Abhishek Saxena and Bruce, they wanted to call me. And they can always call me by my name. Dilip Sawant, yeah, Dilip, or whatever. So, Bruce was the guy, I'm not going to leave him one day. I'm going to give him a big time. He said, oh, uncle, come here. So I never used to like that. Why? Because in my area, I was staying in Vashi then. So I used to always love, somebody calls me Dilip Bhai. It is not that Bhai, but you know, Bade Bhaiya ho sakta hai, yeah, Dilip Bhai. A good respect, Dilip Bhai. And he's saying, oh, uncle. And I have to always carry myself fitness and this and that. But why is calling me uncle, yeah? I have to always color my hair and all that. Never looking old, like silver. No gathering of silver. And then suddenly, oh, uncle. Oh, kaka. Come here. Come this side. And that word kaka, like kaka, like all Carter. And I was christened as kaka. Bruce is a person. But of course, there was one dialogue in one of the movies, Prahar, I think, Nana Patekar directed that movie. And he used to call somebody Chotu because he was short in this height. So then he used to always feel insulted. Why are you calling me Chotu? It looks so odd and I feel so ashamed of, you know. So then Nana Patekar replies to him, see, I have not because to criticize you or to humiliate you. I have not given that name because to humiliate you. I love you. And with that love, I am calling you Chotu. And after that, and he was like, you know, if somebody calls him by name, hey, my name is not this. My name is Chotu. So this is the way I started liking my name. And now it so happened, as you said, ki entire biking fraternity, all that love which I got from Rider Manias, I had to go meet them. And then Kaka became a name, like, you know, everybody knows me. That is really fortunate, touch wood. Good to know. You love that within you. And then after that, while I was doing this, so my brother who is into tours and travels business, Vishnu Ratna Tours and Travels, my father's name is Vishnu and my mother's name is Ratna. So he started in their name. 12 years ago, I mean 12 years before, that is 2010, then I left the job because I was not able to concentrate on my riding and this and that. So I said, you know, I was then 50. I celebrated my 50th birthday and I had left Datamatics. So while I was leaving Datamatics, I was looking for something different. Like, you know, I can work for a chartered accountant. I can work for anybody. Any company as an admin or consultant. Well, my brother said, my brother approached me. Bola ki, if that is so, you're going to look out for a consultancy and all. Why don't you join me? Now that you have traveled, your traveling experience is huge. So why don't you share your traveling experience with me and you join me? Money part, the commercials will, younger brother. Mm. So then I started the tourism thing. I started as a first trip of mine with the tourists was to Kashmir. And my job, because brother was taking care, my job was to handle the kitchen, getting grocery and all that. He will give me a list. And then during that time, we had 4 back-to-back trips to Kashmir. And the second trip, I was sent on-site. Like, you know, when you take your tourists along with you as a tour manager, your tour guide, something like that. And there I realized what horrible things happened there. I give you one small example of Gulmarg. Gulmarg, there is a rift there between two groups. One is that gondola is there, that is the cable car. And one, the horses. So horsewala prefers all the tourists coming there should sit on horse and take a round. And whereas people, all children and all, they love to have a cable car. So now we have to tell everybody, first only in the bus we discuss, or earlier day we discuss whether you want to go on horse or whether you want to go on a cable car. So most of them saying, you know, we children are there, they want to sit in the cable car. So cable car. As we get down from the bus, you are surrounded by not less than 50 horsemen and they will force you. And the moment they say, no, we want to do cable car thing and they want to go by cable. So they started thrashing me, not actually physically, but they started abusing me. And you are the manager, you should be telling them, no, go on the horse, don't go to the cable car. But like, boss, I cannot do that because they are spending their own money. How can I tell them, don't go here and don't go there? You must be taking commission from these people. Those kind of things, abusive things I've heard. And then somebody pushed me also. One of the horsemen pushed me. But now see, otherwise, my track record is such a thing, if somebody tries to touch me also, I might give 2-3 blows to him directly. Nobody can come physical to me, whatever capacity I am into. And so after that, then third trip, independently handling. Fourth trip, right from basic planning to execution, everything was done. And during that time, then Kashmir was there, then Shimla Manali, and then Ooty, Bangalore, Mysore, Kerala tourism.
International,
we did Singapore, Malaysia. And while during all these things, I was suddenly approached by Thailand Tourism, TAT, Thailand Authority of Tourism. So they approached me. They, of course, similar, like-minded bikers. And they approached 10 of us. I think 8 or 10 of us. Amit Jambodkar was there of MBA. And Baljit Gujral from Enfield Riders. And so that they called us. And the funny thing was, I rode, and of course, the entire thing was sponsored. So we were taken to Thailand, I mean, Bangkok. We got down in Bangkok and they took us to a Kawasaki showroom. Till then, I was not knowing which bike I'm going to ride there. Ninja, Kawasaki Ninja, 650cc. And we went there, and then we were given a choice to pick up your color bike. So I was just sitting quiet. Everybody picked their, and I love that red color. That is the reason my bike is Red Hawk. I have named my bike as Red Hawk, the bullet. And finally, that red was there for me waiting. And I was then, okay, Mr. Samant, this is your bike. While I was looking at the bike, one thing I was not finding was the gear. Well, okay, where is this gear? So the mechanic, the engineer who was assisting us for the entire trip, so he was smoking. I just took him to the side and quietly asked him, boss, let me know where the gear is. So then even he was surprised, because in the hype was such a thing, ki, eight riders from Mumbai, India coming, Diggaj. And that Diggaj and whatever, the big riders, big shots, and Kaka is, and Dilip Samant is there, 1 lakh kilometers done on his bike, and he doesn't know where the gear is. So then he showed me, that is the gear. That's a small one, 4 inches or 5 inches. And that is apna,
the front.
We have the habit of, you know, up, down, like that. The same thing. Apna kaisa piche maarega to niche jata hai. So then I said, fine. And everybody was, you know, I'm sitting on the bike doing vroom, 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 then faster thing. And we were to travel 80 kilometers away from Bangkok. That is a place called Ayodhya. And of course, no GPS was there then, those times. I mean, 2009, I believe. No GPS was there. And there was a guiding car for us. But somehow, I missed that car. And because I was a little slow, because I was to get a feel of that speed. Now, I was not used to that speed. I was to ride my bike max 80. That's the Royal Enfield, 80 was comfortable.
350cc also.
And 350cc and the 650cc. And I lost the way. And then one place, I asked somebody, I just stopped the bike, like, I have to go to Ayodhya. And because we were yet to get those SIM cards there. So my mobile also was not working. So then he's like, all the boards are there. You follow that. In fact, 40 kilometers, he was going on the same route. Mm. So he said, but he was also riding a, what do you call it, that heavy bikes, bigger bikes. So then he said, wait, I'm also going that road. You just follow me. And my God, he was on Harley Davidson. And he was like, bang, 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 he's going. And I'm following him. And the funny part was, I went first. The hotel name was there. Then he said, go straight. Another 20 kilometers. It's on the road only. The hotel name was in the road. I went there, standing there. And these guys, after so-called big riders, of course, they are very good friend of mine. And so, and then they came after 15-20 minutes. So, bola, hurry, how you come first? Bola, not first, but why you have reached before us? Bola, I just reached. Haris, when Amit Jambodkar was there, now you know everything. Bola, now I'm comfortable. And so it so happened ki, then that was a ride for 6 nights and 7 days in Thailand, almost covering 1,600 kilometers. Yeah. That was a beautiful experience. And when we came back, there was one incident where the pilot bikes, after that the car was also there and the bike was also there. While we were coming to Pattaya, these two young boys were doing some mischief, you know, pulling me like, you know, come on, take hold. Because I will, on single road especially, there are a few places where there is a single road. And evening, I was so pissed off at the hotel, and the president of TAT, he was there. Because the next morning was the concluding day. We were to come to Bangkok for 2 nights and from there back to Mumbai. And while they were asking me, you know, how your experience and this and that, well, first of all, you let me know, you tell me whether you have called us to explore, tell people about how amazing Thailand is, because they have named it as ultimate ride in amazing Thailand. Whether you are calling riders all across the world, you have called somebody now from this, before that they were from Australia, New Zealand. So you're calling people here to explore your country and go back and tell the country people, or countrymen, or country bullet riders, or whoever riders, or you're calling them here to get crashed on something. So he was a little surprised. Why? Well, look on that idiot here. He has no right. See, he's in the front just to show us the way, not to guide us how to ride. And he used to do like that. I know, make signs. You don't know why I was calling you. He was trying to shout at me. You don't know, I gave you a signal to come overtake. Why don't you overtake? Well, I am not here for all that. And that idiot has not even, the kilometers what I have done, he must have not seen those kilometers also. forget about riding those kilometers. Then they said sorry and all that. Of course, then the Thailand ride was there. And then while tourism was happening, we were going. And then my mother was not keeping well. And then mother used to always crave on one thing. Because we had this family property here. I mean, land was there, but nothing was developed. And mother used to always say, "Yare, it's so long, nobody has gone there. And somebody has to look after the farm. Somebody has to look after the farm." And Deepak, Vinit, trust me, I was not knowing anything about the farm. Anything. The way I knew nothing about Kawasaki 350cc, 650cc. Similarly, like what biking club is. And then biking club gave me Kaka, name of Kaka and that love. Then tourism. Now tourism also, Vishnu Ratna Travels, are wo Dilip Bhaiya hai, toh maza aata hai. And similarly, when I came here, I was not knowing what to do and all. But I just came to the world. I wanted to see my mother. Of course, she passed away 2 years ago. And then started farming into. So, well, basically, there are basic requirements like you should have your water supply. Then pipeline irrigation we have to do. Pipeline has to be made. And then finally, we started doing it. The first year was very bad. Bad means I was not knowing anything. And people, I would say everybody is busy in this world. Everybody is occupied. Everybody was committed to his work, family. But here as a farmer, you are occupied 24/7. That is the way the farming is done, especially in Maharashtra. I mean, it's everywhere because he has to manage so many things. And then I met some good friends here, like Ajit was there and many others. And they were masters in sugarcane. And then they started helping me. Then I started taking inputs from them, which fertilizer, when, how. And then so happened ki slowly people started helping them. The first year yield was 20 tons. Then second year yield was 75 tons. Wow. And the third year yield was 106 tons. Hmm. And recently, last year, I mean 2018-19, we were selected. I mean, company approached, the sugar factory approached us ki whether you are interested in doing a demo sugar cane plot. Somebody said, "What is demo?" Well, like you, which plot is yours? And you decide, here I'm going to cultivate sugarcane for that demonstration thing. I said, fine. Entire guidance will be provided to you by our experts. Expert means all these scientists and all from Vasantdada Sugar Institute, Pune. And then they started visiting us, they started guiding us and this and that. And finally, where the demo plot was given, it is only a 23 guntas, like half an acre, I would say. 20 acre and a, half an acre and a, two guntas more. And the record was 62.6 tons, which is a record. I think I am going to, we had the competition also. Mm-hmm. I have just internal news, I have come to know. Mm-hmm. I have stood second.
Wow, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Vinod. So I have stood second. And see why I am telling you stood second and then, people, it was earlier I was not knowing where my farm is. I had to ask somebody, please take me to my farm. Hmm. And now I'm so happy and so God bless my mother's blessings. And now people come to me to consult how to, they call me Appa here. Hmm. That's the way Kaka in Bullet Club, Dilip Bhai in my friend's club and Appa here in my farming field. And so then people come to me. Then I am into organic farming also by name Prithvi. And then I am into organic also, a mix of organic and chemical fertilizing. Then I have developed a small garden behind my house. And that's it. This is the way it is. And we are looking forward to 100 tons per acre. That wow. is the target. Let us see now.
Kaka, take us through your journey in biking clubs. Where have you started with Indie Thumpers?
Yes.
2004,
I joined.
And you have seen a lot of clubs coming up,
yes.
You've seen the sales of Royal Enfield grow leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Where do you see this biking culture going now?
Vinit, the thing is...
Is it still the same as how you started?
No. The thing is, earlier it was started out of passion first. Like, you know, a few bikers, a few biking clubs. And then internal biking community rift our jealousy or whatever it is. We had one group of people in our club. And on some incident, they decided to part away from us. And they went out. The best of my friends were there. And they left the club and they started their own club under Gurinder Singh. And similarly, many big clubs, as you become big, your ego also starts mounting high and high. And then you want everything to be put in place the way you want it. And the bikers, the culture thing, I remember in Nagpur, we had been for, I think, Rider Mania Nagpur. And we were sitting with one of the marketing guys of Royal Enfield. And we were discussing. Then he was talking about how least important is the biking club for...
This is 2007,
mm-hmm. Nagpur. And he was trying to tell me that biking club doesn't make any difference to Royal Enfield. Royal Enfield still sells so many of the... So then I was arguing with him. But see, Royal Enfield is not doing anything. We are mad enough to go and buy that bike. That is one. Second is, that is our passion to ride a Bullet. Second, at least I can show you 10 people who have bought Bullets because I was having a Bullet and I am a part of Bullet Club. See, look at me, as I said. I came to Bullet Club. People had their Bullets earlier and then they joined the club. I am the exception, might be one of the exceptions. Just to join Bullet Club, I bought a bike. But now it so happened is, now it is, passion is there. Of course, they want to ride. But they want to ride, they want to go to Ladakh, they want to conquer and, put their name on Ladakh, 18,380 feet. But now it has become more fashion. Riding, passion is gone. Fashion has become now. It has become a fashion now. He has it, so I will have it, then jeans. And so I used to always do some mimic leg. I used to always say, Gurinder knows about it. I used to always see Bullet clubs or other clubs in India is just a mockery of, we are doing mockery of the Western culture. Harley Davidson club and other clubs there. We are brushed knuckle. We are copies, but not even proper copies. And then we realize, first of all, bikers, they love to ride, they love to be adventure. But end of the day, when they camp, they get involved into different kind of activities, which are not legally permitted in India. And there, when I realized, no boss, now it is going to a different level. Earlier, it was fun and ride and this and that. Now, it is fight and why this bike and why this bike, how good I am a rider, how fast I am a rider is. I used to always tell, those rides in foreign countries or any other Western developed countries, riding there, as I said, I rode at 120 and 130 in Thailand. But similar thing, those things I cannot do in India. Because traffic sense is there, the people is there, the crowd is there, 100 things. So when you are at a high speed, your reflexes becomes very less and less. And you have to take decisions very fast.
Yeah.
And that was the reason I was opposing this iron butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Iron butt thing. And we lost one of the best riders, good friend, doing these kind of stunts. While he was stretching yourself, doing 1,200 odd kilometers in 24 hours. So who has told you this? You came in, you become part of a Bullet Club to enjoy, to do adventures, take a fellow rider with you, go places, enjoy, have fun, good ride. And now you are under a different level. Now speed is mattering. And whoever is put behind, like person like me, I never rode beyond 80. Never. Just to test my bike sometime, I might have pulled up to 90. But that to a few kilometers. Otherwise, 80 is a comfortable and I boast on that 80 ka speed. Because 80 ka speed, I can decide if any emergency also, I can come down to at least 40 to 20 kilometers per hour in friction of, say, 10, 15 seconds.
And thereby saving your life.
Saving my life, saving somebody else's life. If I go and bang on somebody, and that person dies, and if I am alive, that also a damage.
Yeah,
somebody
has
died. Yeah. So after that, I decided, and now that the things are changing, the rivalries are coming back. Rider Mania especially, where Bulleteers meet once in a year. Earlier, it was like fun unlimited. And now, last 2-3 years, we have started experiencing a biker doing some mischief with the girls. Bikers getting high on the booze. They misbehave with girls, fellow riders, and so many things, and literally they come to blows. Maramari wagara hone chalu ho gaya, abusing started, and boycotting things started, and which is not good. And so this is the way it is now. Of course, because of my commitment towards farming, I am not able to ride much with the clubs. I still love my club, but riding has become little less now. But I still take out my bike whenever I feel I'm having 2-3 days. So I take out my bike. And I a small ride and come back. Whenever my Indithampas boys are riding on this side, I make a point at least go and meet them in Karad or somewhere, like, spend some time with them. So this is the way it is. This is the difference what I have seen.
But Kaka, so where you are staying right now, so this is again letting you know a little secret. We've been in with Kaka at his beautiful farm for the last 2 days. And it is in the middle of, it's in the Satara district. In
Sangli district.
Sangli district. In the cleanest village of Maharashtra.
Yes.
Vita.
Vita.
This place is so clean, so beautiful that even the vegetable market that we had gone and seen didn't have a speck of dirt anywhere around. So one of the most beautiful places.
Yes.
We've been here for the last 2 days just soaking in the lovely nature that is Kaka has built around his small home. And when I'm speaking to all his friends at in the village, one thing is very clear. Kaka is never alone. There is some friend of his who keeps coming. So biking fraternity, say leke, everybody, you know, keeps visiting and saying hi to him. And that is in this third phase of Kaka, which is the phase of the farmer.
Yes.
And a very busy phase.
That's what I think, but as that destiny has put me into biking, destiny put me into tourism, destiny put me into farming. But I have already sent my message to destiny. No more changeover.
So, ek changeover to hoga, Kaka. Because abhi last 2 days se what we have been doing is just eating Kaka's food. So Kaka ka jo curry banta hai, the gravy
mutton gravy.
By Kaka is matlab one of the best things that you can ever taste. So the masala se leke, the entire process of cooking has been a revelation. So matlab ek change to banega yahan pe. Aapko chef banna padega bahut
jaldi. I would love to. So far as guys keep on coming, my rider friends keep on coming, I have no issues. I love to cook. I'm definitely a cook will want what?
Excellent. Appreciations.
Awesome. That's the moment they say the cook is like, you know, however trouble he must have put in his efforts and all, that goes in like, you know, zone.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's happier, end of the day.
So, you are right now, in legal terms in India, a senior citizen.
Yes. And last year, 2020, September 2018, I completed 60. And one more incident to it. First time somebody awared me, like somebody gave me awareness or something. He said, Karin, you, why don't you travel by train? Now that you are 60, you will get discount also as a senior citizen. Well, is it so? So the first train, I never used to travel by train to Mumbai. And then he was, Sharad, that friend of mine, Sharad Samant. And he said, I will book it for you. Because as a tourism thing, I can book my tickets on my own also. But senior citizen, and then the train was Chalukya Express from Karad. That is the nearest railway station for us. And I went there. So the train came at the scheduled time is to arrive is 10:10. And the train was little late by 5 minutes or something. And I was standing. The Sharad was accompanying me. Of course, he said the first time you're... I mean, I'm not traveling first time from the train. But this train, I'm traveling for the first time. So he was like, I'll see you off and then I'll go. I said, fine, okay. And as the train stopped at the station, usually when... I think that is the system they follow. That is the thing. When passenger is boarding, especially with the third AC... The attendant comes out to, you know, because that is a stopover train. I mean, just a 1-2 minute ka stop is there. Mm. So he came out and he was looking for a senior man who was to board now from Karad. And I started entering. So like, sir, ye third AC hai. Aapka reservation hai kya? To bola, haan hai. Kya naam hai aapka? I bola, Dilip Sawan. To aap hai kya? I was really happy. Bolo, kyun kya hua? Nahin, nahin. Then I went in. The TC was just waiting for the checking and all. Mm-hmm. So then TC said, ID proof hai? I knew why he's asking for the ID proof. Of course, it is his duty and it is my duty to show him my...
Sure, yes.
The moment he demands, I have to show it to him. So at the moment I turned to take out my wallet, he said, that's fine. Then I realized, my God, he is not believing that I'm 60. Good. That is the advantage I get. Here, I get those compliments, not praising or blowing my own trumpet, but I have been doing yoga, I have been doing my physical exercises is there. Whenever I go to Mumbai, my old friends from Mumbai, from Vashi, they said to Dilip, in fact, the scientist, Mr. Dr. Mane Patil, and he also gave me one compliment, which was really good. He said, people who are born here, they have chosen this field as their profession and to stay here. But you have come here at the right age. This is the time you need to relax, do some little physical activities which will keep you fit. And really, I am feeling that way.
Kaka, tell us about some of the favorite people you have traveled on bike.
Of course.
अपने बच्चे लोगों को choose करने में.
Yeah.
Of course.
The people you really love traveling with.
Yes.
Learned from.
Yes.
And I think we should also, you know, do a small thing for, you know, still being part of the Indie Thumper family.
Yes.
And, you know, the guidance you got from, I think,
Daman Paji, Bruce.
Bit on that, because I think if you look at the biking fraternity, they are the ones who started a lot of it.
Yes.
So, the world at large should also know their role coming from your world.
Yeah, the thing is, Indie Thumper was founded somewhere in 2002. And recently, we celebrated our 17th anniversary. So, the thing, the best part of Indie Thumpers was Daman, as I said, the software engineer, and Rasik Narula, the banker. These words are primarily from the write-up which is there on Indie Thumpers thing. And the thing was, the best thing about Daman was, I used to worry him a lot. Worry him a lot only for one thing. Daman Paji, yaar, right shift mein gear hai. उसके लिए कुछ अलग ट्रेनिंग लेना पड़ेगा क्या, वेदर आई शुड ज्वाइन सम क्लासेस. बोले कि डोंट वरी यार, ही वाज टू ऑलवेज व्हेन आई वाज कॉल हिम, ऑफ कोर्स सपोज ही ऑन बाइक ही नेवर टेक कॉल, बट डेफिनेटली ही मेक्स अ पॉइंट टू कॉल मी बैक. हाँ दिलीप, टेल मी व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम. एंड देन वन डे ही कॉल्ड मी एट कार्टोस आल्सो, वी वुड मीट. अनफॉर्चुनेटली आई डिडंट राइड मच विद दमन, बट ब्रूस डेफिनेटली वॉज माई फेवरेट. वेन एवर ब्रूस इज देयर ऑन द राइड, he was a comic guy, you know, make fun and everything. Then slowly, 2005, Amit Deshmukh, Rajesh Kushte and Avinash, we were the four, like, you know, rebels to ride through Jodhila Pass. And during those five nights, I think four nights precise, by the time we reached Delhi and from there we shipped our bike, we developed such a good rapport between us now. Then whenever there was to, I used to always pose the rides. So then I used to see who all I've confirmed coming. Rajesh Kushte is there, fine. I am at a comfort zone. And similarly, when Rajesh used to post a ride, and it is like, you know, by default, Kaka is there. So like that, I loved traveling with these two guys. And Avinash again he was having some other commitments. So he went on to a different mode of work. And so he also left biking. But Rajesh Kushte and Amit Deshmukh, we rode extensively and we loved each other's company. That's what I feel. I don't know, at least I have loved riding with them. Similarly, because they still want me to come on the ride. So that means, yes, by 17 years well spent. Yeah.
With the right people.
Right people. And they are really good ones. And of course, some of them were, Guri was there. And Guri is the only person in biking fraternity who touches my feet and he calls me Guru. On one incident, when Guri decided to part away from Indie Thumpers, and then he said, Kaka, you have to come with me and join my club. So, I was like, no, yaar, whatever I have learned, or whatever I have seen, whatever I have experienced in Indie Thumpers, and it is my duty to, you know, not my duty to stay with them. That's all. I cannot. Then he started calling me Bhishma. Then I said, why Bhishma? Because I knew if I had to go and join Guri's club, then I will be left with nothing but abusing from Indie Thumpers throughout my life. This man ditched us and all that stuff. And I will still want. He offered me a throne. That was the way he was talking. Ki Kaka, the throne is there for you. Please come and sit on the throne. Bola ki, no, it is not a throne. It is a bed of arrows, yes, where Bhishma slept. So, bola ki, I don't want that. Please, I am happy wherever I am. And so, of course, Guri was very fantastic. As I said, he was to touch my feet and he used to call me Guru. And now also, he's best friend of mine. But things so happened, the entire biking fraternity all over India, Delhi, they started making fun. Kaka Pai Lagu, Kaka Pai Lagu. And of course, I used to love them. Of course, Shahid Hasan from Delhi, from Indie Thumpers, our station in Delhi, the Anukaran. And they used to have fun, like, you know, Kaka Ji, you will not feel bad now if we don't touch your feet. Bola, marunga tumko pakad pakad ke. Well, no, it is only Guri's copyright, like only he can do that, nobody else. So, of course, he was also a good rider and he is a best person also. He is a nice friend, though my 10 years younger to me. But almost everybody is 10 to 15 years younger to me in this club. Yes. Only Gautam Dada. Earlier, I used to feel, of course, how can I forget Gautam and Shamal? These two also, like, you know, we have one rider by name Shamal. Shamal Sinha, he's from Northeast, precisely from Manipur. And he respects me a lot. He loves me a lot. And he loves Gautam Dada a lot. But the way he speaks, na, he will do such a way. I'll tell you how he does it. Kaka, whatever I have learned is from you. But Dada is great. Bula, boss, you finish with me and then let's start. We praise Gautam Dada. But Gautam is such a nice person. I don't have anything. I mean, there is no word I can say against or up. This. Why you have to say this? Kaka, boss, aap ho to really perfect, fantastic. But Dada Guru hai. So fir mere ko kyun beech mein la rahe ho? Direct Dada ko hi praise karke samne baith ke. So that was the fun. But of course, he is also a very, very funny rider. Bahut masti karta hai. We were riding Rajasthan while we were going for Delhi RM. And I have a habit of, you know, keeping all the windows open. Of course, usually Rider Mania is in the month of December, so it's always cold. And northern part of India is chilly all the time. And I still used to keep the windows open. So one before Haldighati, we had to stop because usually my riding, I used to put also wherever I'm going, 6 to 6. That is morning 6 to evening 6, 7:30 onwards. I am with my best companion. That is my drink. So I don't want to ride in the night and all. It was not a fear. Sometimes, suppose there is a staying place, 50 kilometers, then we used to board. And that particular day, and then we had our dinner and everything, all masti, mazak, jokes. And while we were sleeping, Dada was closing the window. After some time, I was opening it. I was closing, he was closing the window, I was opening the window. Finally, Dada got, I mean, little irritated. Then he, in his own style, bhao! Khidki bond kar. Very sweet guy. Of course, whenever Dada is there on the ride, we too were like, you know, many times it so happened when Dada is on the ride, Shamal used to feel very jealous because Shamal wanted to very close with Dada. He wanted to, you know, stand with him. But when Kaka is there, Shamal hardly gets a chance to meet him. And then Rajesh Kushte will, Kaka, now you have forgotten us, huh? Whenever, otherwise you are with us. Now that Dada is there, you are not even looking at us. So these kind of, you know, pyar ka jalan hota hai na, that thing. Gautam Dada is so sweet person, Bengali guy, 6 feet, 6.5 feet, and his
handlebar mustache.
The other day before this anniversary, he came here, and now that he's working in Oman, so he must have got like to wear those Arabic dresses he wears. And we, mere gaon mein yahan par is a small village. People, they know how Arab looks. And I took them to the temple. My gaon ka temple, I took them there. And Gautam Dada was in that Arabic full dress and that headgear and whatever the other people wear. People started, you know, like, you know, gathering small children, like, you know, showing finger, like pointing. And then next day, when we went to this anniversary, when I came back, people asking me, "Are, do you have your Arabic friends also? What Arab friends me hai aapki?" Bola ki, "No, he's not an Arab. He's an Indian very much, my friend." Yeah, but why he was wearing that? He loves to wear that dress. And of course, it suits him also. He's a tall guy, huge structure. So if I had to wear that, I might look some comic character.
Lovely having you in the studio, yeah, which has been set up in your home.
Oh, thank you.
in Bikhaudi.
Again, Bikhaudi, Khurda. Even I loved it, your company, I enjoyed your company. Do keep coming.
Yes. Definitely we'll do that, and thank you so much once again.
Thanks very much.
Any last words for everyone who's tuning in, listening into this podcast?
Yeah, I would definitely want to add that line of one of my rider friends. I mean, I've not much rode with him, only once I rode with him. And one day when I asked him, Gaurav, I would love to take his name loud and proudly. His name is Gaurav Jani, the founder of 60 kph motorcycle club, Bullet Motorcycle Club. And as I was asking about, because I came to know he's a senior rider, he rides in Ladakh and so many difficult terrain he rides. So I asked him, Gaurav, any tip you have to give it to a person like me? I'm just new to it. He said, no, Kaka, you have already been riding so good and I hear of you because I come to know about your rides and all. Why you want to take guidance from me? But no, Gaurav, please. Then he told me, okay, now that you want something from me, so listen to this. And he said, his words, ride such a way, you ride another day. That was the buzz he gave it to me. And I don't know, but I really followed that. Because wherever I used to ride, morning when I used to kick my bike for a ride, that the thing was there. Dilip, you have to ride such a way, you will ride tomorrow also. And that was the thing, and which I want to convey to all of the people who are listening to us. Definitely you ride, whatever age group you are, you ride. But see that your riding has to be continued and not stopped for any incidences. I wish everybody to ride safe, be good. But remember these words, ride such a way, you ride another day. Thank you so much.
Last 2 days has been so peaceful, Kaka. And one thing that you, again, that you people, when you come to see Kaka and you spend some time with him, you will understand that he has a million such stories. So this is probably just one part of what we can do for hours and hours together, which is chatting up with Kaka. And I hope it will continue again and again, because we are going to be keep coming over here. And spend some time with you, Kaka.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's all from me.
Thank you everyone for tuning in. This was episode 6 of the Mark and Embark podcast with in person none other than Dilip Sawant, aka Kaka. See you in the next episode.